Okay, let's see if I've gotten through now. Apparently I have, finally. Okay, great. Looks like I'm in. Hello everybody, this is the Unknown Light Warrior. We're just going to have to jump straight into it. If you're new, if this is your first 144K mass meditation, just hold on to your seat and seriously open your mind and spread greatly spread your mental and consciousness boundaries of your existing spiritual paradigm and ways of working with energy to open up far more power and possibility and ease as well as effectiveness among a host of other profound benefits that are desperately needed right now. Veteran 144K members, I'm sure you've worked out by now that there was massive resistance to me even starting the show, let alone getting on. There was no connection, connection to even start the show, just wouldn't budge. So a whole heap of clearing has been going on over the past 10 minutes or so. Again, it's a badge of honor when there's this much resistance. That's how you know you're effective. And I don't say that to, I suppose, boast. It just is what it is. So we're going to have to jump straight into it. All protocols for seeing easily will have to be pretty much skipped, because we have to jump straight into it. The usual preface and prep for this mass meditation will have to be skipped. Okay, let's begin the process of breathing in slowly and deeply. Do stretch that rib cage and breathe all the way to your stomach. Anything else will not serve you. No shallow breathing allowed, because that just restricts everything. Well, I can finally get into position here. And when you breathe at the top, just hold it there for a couple of seconds and let it out slowly. And begin in a very methodical, disciplined way to center yourself, still yourself, let go of all thoughts to help bring you down into your heart, down into that energetic center of gravity. And then bring yourself into even more stillness and centeredness. Be the spiritual warrior that you are. And now add detachment. As if you're just going to take a walk in the park to allow that psychic flow. Okay. As we finish up our last few sips, especially if you're in the Americas, you'll probably be finishing up your stiff drink of coffee or black tea. I certainly am. Get yourself completely comfortable, relaxed, detached. calm and centered. And then the positive divine sense of the word, energetically solid. Nothing is going to stop you. Have complete acceptance of that. Okay, for those of you who are new, welcome. We're going to journey to outside, to a place outside this universe and way above, not just the multiverse, but the whole grid of multiverses. We're going to be going up above all of that. Okay. All right. So, let's use our Superman, and I mean this literally. I don't mince my words, and we don't play games here. Let's use our Superman type God powers or goddess powers in the literal sense and effect change in this world, in this level of density, in the way that we are preordained to do so by projecting our consciousness from the physical to the non-physical. To alter everything, to change everything as we see fit and collapse those waveform particles in whatever way we want per our soul path and purpose through projection of consciousness. So see yourself in a gigantic, translucent crystal ball. Don't put any effort into seeing that. You just have to be calm and centered, and it happens instantaneously. The less you try, the easier it is. Let go. And let your higher self fly through you. Decision. Okay. Now see yourself standing close to the equator of this crystal ball on the inside, and you can make out a golden dotted ring all around the equator, which is all the other 144K members, the golden light bodies, or if you prefer, you can just see their normal physical bodies, whatever works for you. Let's call in Gaia. Authentic Gaia, we call upon the one true authentic goddess Gaia. Please be here with us right here, right now. Okay, feel her and see her. In the middle of this gigantic crystal ball with the white of the polar ice caps, the continents, authentic Gaia, can we please have your permission to take you up with us to levels of light beyond this multiverse. Okay. And now we start to move up the layers of this universe. You may see for the sake of mind, rational mind interpretation, you may see a few horizontal layers representing the layers of this universe before all you see is that familiar, calming blur of light. As we zoom up the layers of this universe, and just relax, but be centered, let go, and this is important, especially if you're new, let go of all expectations of how quote-unquote mass meditations are meant to be done, or your concept and idea of mass meditations. We're going way beyond all of that for more power, and I mean lots more power. Look down at your legs. Look over to the left and right to see other members. And just relax, detach, but be present with the present. As we're zooming up the layers of this universe at incredible speeds, observe Gaia. It is a journey. We spent almost a third of our time just mastering many levels of light, many layers of light, for more concentrated and focused power. And that's the way disciplined armies of light roll. Like I said, let go of all expectations, concepts and ideas, because we're going beyond all of that. This is extremely serious, but at the same time, relax. And be the witness. Now, as always, many of you have your own personal guides, typically the archangels that you're well versed and have long time connections with and working with. So go ahead and call them in now, for those of you that have existing personal guides, whoever they may be, as we race up the layers of this universe. Okay, we're rapidly approaching that last thick outer boundary of this universe. Relax and enjoy the ride. And of course, this unity, this centeredness, stillness, effectively starts the mass meditation. Almost there. We're about to break through that last thick outer boundary of this universe. And we reach that last thick outer boundary of this universe. Everything goes bright white as the blur of light or flashing of light on the walls of the crystal ball stop, and it's all bright white. As we move through, you can barely make out Gaia in the middle there. And we're through. You see a big ball of light. That is the universe that we just left. Rapidly turn into a small ball of light. And you see a whole grid of other universes. And then that grid of universes turns into a hazy cluster of balls of light, which is the whole multiverse. We go above beyond that and you see a whole grid of multiverses. We go even beyond that. Go, detach, and just have that point of attention on your inner eye. Let your mind's eye, your higher mind's eye, or third eye, do the work for you. You just have to pay attention. Okay, I'll just be running through some standard protocols. Authentic Heart. We call upon the one true authentic Heart. Please make sure we come to you and no one else true Heart. Okay, take another glance at Gaia and the ring all around the hemisphere of the crystal ball, that is all the other 144K members. And now look up. You see a point of white light up above through the roof of the crystal ball, getting bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter. We're still approaching it. Still approaching it. And now the whole roof of the crystal ball is lit up, very bright. And finally we reach it. Okay, we come to a sudden and gentle stop, and then we gently and lovingly push through this platform of light as it lovingly and slowly envelops the crystal ball. And we move through what happens up at the top. Okay, we're now comfortably nestled on this platform of light. We form a straight line behind Gaia, She's in front of us and below at the same time. Okay. Crystal ball peels evenly from the top center all the way down. Just watch it peel down. And it disappears. And before us are levels of light, light beings that are, that they're omnipresent, but at the same time, their place of residence, if you will, is way above the multiverse. They are overseers of multiverses that pretty much never intervene in any universe. Of course, this one was an exception, as authorized by Source. To make a really long story short, so we're going to spend a good minute or two establishing your own connection with these light beings, which is quite important. As always, your rational mind will simply translate their image as simply light beings, translucent light beings. They're roughly about 2,000 universes away as far as space dimension is concerned. And feel what they feel like. As with any entity, they have their own energy, their own energy signature. So relax, be present, be here, detach. Don't try, because psychic faculties just don't work that way. Trust, that's required if you don't consider yourself an energy worker. Let go. And pay a little bit of attention if you're not much of a sensitive, and that includes me. Initially, pay some attention whilst focusing on these light beings to your whole endocrine system, basically the center of your head, and notice what you feel there initially. Authentic Cod, can you please send us a massive wave of your energy so we can truly feel you to an undeniable, unmistakable physical level? And just be present, which effectively starts the mass meditation, like I said. And just hold that point of attention on your mind's eye. Focus inwardly. Another trick of the trade is, quote unquote, imagine. Imagine that they're there. Imagine you are where you've been guided to. Have faith and trust. It's all real.
Allow those brainwave states to lower to alpha and eventually theta by letting go, looking inward. Remember to breathe. Okay, good. Now, authentic God, let us feel you in the heart. Now pay attention to your chest area at the same time as when you're having a relaxed focus on these light beings. Very important to get that heart connection. The heart must be involved. Again, apologies if you're sensitive. You'll just have to hold on to your seat. And if anyone wasn't able to feel them, that's totally okay, because, you know, that there's little or no reference point to working with this level of light. And that's okay. And if you've been yawning, having trouble staying awake, especially if you're in the Americas, again, that's just a symptom of being, I suppose, unaccustomed to being pumped full of this much light. It is more intense. Okay. Let's a bit of focus on your personal guides, typically the archangels for most, while I call in the rest of the teams. You can introduce your personal guides if you're new to these beyond multiversal beings. And now I'm calling in the team of beings that created this universe and the very unique phenomena known as physicality. It represents itself as one man. You may have your own version of that being. Okay, repeat after me. I call upon all of my authentic higher selves. See your higher selves. This massive, multi-layered being, that is your true identity. Your physical level self will simply be a vessel for the most part. Okay. Repeat after me. I call upon the entirety of my soul and for representation's sake, see your soul as a ball of light that's very far away because it's so massive, up above somewhere, wherever it works for you. And repeat after me, I call upon my authentic oversoul. And see a bigger ball of light, perhaps in a different colour, for the sake of visualisation. Pick your favourite colour. And it's behind your soul. See it shining in that colour. Connect with it. Repeat after me one more time. I call upon my authentic I am presence. Connect with me now. And see an even bigger ball of light. It can be white again, behind your oversoul. And be resolute with this connection. That unwavering intent, whilst, I suppose ironically, being detached and relaxed. Authentic Legion of Light, take us to the space and place of omnipresence through our conscious connection of our I Am presence. And just briefly widen your imagery, if you will, with a little bit more focus on Gaia and your I Am presence. And everything goes bright white. You have to squint your eyes, almost close, it's so bright. As we are being transported to omnipresence through our conscious connections with our respective I Am presences, which are fundamentally omnipresent. The 144K doesn't play games. And just have a little bit of focus on Gaia that you can barely see in front of us. And your I Am presence as you continue to squint your eyes because of the bright white light, how intense it is. And hold that intent also of being transported to omnipresence. And we're there. The bright white light disappears all of a sudden. Everything looks the same. We henceforth work from omnipresence. So now that the stage has been set by mastering
such massive multitudes of light beings, of so many levels, we're now going to laser focus such massive power on Gaia and the garbage that's going on here. Again, relax, detach, widen your focus, your imagery. Okay. Okay. For those of you who are subscribers to the representative, surface representative of the off-world groups, known as the Resistance Movement and Pleiadians in particular, don't worry if you're not. Just show the teams the situation with the hostages of off-world personnel, as always, predominantly Pleiadian, also Resistance Movement. There'll no doubt be a smattering of Syrians, Vagans, Arcturians. And show them that post by Cobra. Or run the memory of reading that post whilst having the teams somewhere in the background of your consciousness. I need to tune into something, so I'm going to be silent for a few minutes. So just continue to show then the situation with the underground Chimera bases. For those of you who, whilst holding the teams somewhere in the background of your consciousness, really let your heart's intent come through. For those of you who are not subscribers of the surface operative known as Cobra, just show the current tense division and instability going on the surface through the Cabal's social engineering garbage. Anything not right going on that you're fully aware of, show them that. We're going to clear all the energetics. In other words, the blueprint that runs all this, that causes all of this, that results as these physical events. And just keep on doing this in a calm, relaxed, detached manner whilst holding the teams, and particularly your I Am presence, somewhere in the background of your consciousness as you do this. Again, the less you try, the easier it is. I'll be silent for a good 5 minutes, so just keep on doing that. Just as an FYI, in terms of fundamentals, properly setting up the stage, spending half the time in a mass meditation, just setting the stage, showing the teams or your teams what needs to be done, that's actually half the work. The other half of the work is clearing, or the actual work. That's a more optimum way, shall we say, of running mass meditations. Just FYI. That's why it's important to let go of expectations, especially if you're new and done other mass meditations in the past. Anyone still struggling, just ask your higher self, your true identity, to come more into you
And you do that by stepping aside, basically. And you do that by letting go and being present with the present. Detaching. Okay, so just to touch base, I'm showing them images of what it would like, what it would look like of our galactic family members being held hostage, tortured in these underground Chimera bases and constantly being killed in the process, their souls reincarnating into clone bodies, and with the whole process being started up again. And I'm showing the teams this. And just know that the actual off-world forces are about to make their move. They're just waiting on us to really get in there to take that fundamental critical first step of opening up the energetic path for them to be able to act. So I'm just going to do that. I'm really making sure this is done properly, being very methodical, because that is a bad situation that these poor souls are in. We're going to be fighting for them. Keep on showing them stuff. Hold the teams in the background of your consciousness. Visualize. They're actually suspended. At least as far as what I can see, they're actually suspended in sort of mid-air during the torture process. Bound and gagged physically. They're using some sort of anti-gravity technology to suspend in mid-air and injecting them with very unpleasant things, beaming very unpleasant things. And that's how the actual torture occurs. These are brothers and sisters. We're going to get them out no matter what. Just keep on showing them stuff. We're going to get seriously started in a no-holds-barred kind of way at the right moment. Okay. Now, see, look down at Gaia. See the white quarantine sphere all around her. Again, the teams in the background. Authentic Legion of Light, authentic I Am presences from the space of omnipresence. It is commanded. Get in there through our physical energy systems, through our vessels here on the surface. And clear this situation, free all hostages, destroy, dismantle all remaining Chimera bases at all phases or frequencies and temporal bubbles within the physical plane and any other non-physical planes. Please proceed. Okay, so slightly enlarged, we're now surrounding Gaia. The teams are surrounding us. Our I Am presences are just a bit above. Being shown as small balls of light now in order for the sake of holding them within that visual frame. And look down at the continents. And now, again, with a bit of consciousness on your I Am presence, ask your I Am presence to show you Gaia at all frequencies and phases within all planes. So omnipresent visualization, for lack of a better term. Pick your favorite color that represents that. Okay. Now, ask your I Am presence. And there's beyond multiversal beings of light. Show me from the space of omnipresence. You can repeat it verbally if it helps you. Yeah, let's do it properly. Repeat after me. Authentic I Am presence. Show me from the space of omnipresence. All Chimera bases. That have all hostages. And look down at Gaia, at that color of Gaia with all these frequencies. You can zoom in, you can enlarge it, whatever works for you. Just hold the teams somewhere in the background of your consciousness. Relax, let go, be with the image. Let the image work for you. Okay, good. Again, from this level, all you're going to likely see, and I'm generalizing here, some of you will be seeing details. Some of you will be seeing things from, you know, a bird's eye view whilst briefly getting specific images from inside the bases. Again, think in terms of omnipresence, being everywhere, everywhere at once through your connection to your I Am presence. If it was your own mother or father or family member or loved one, friend, in that rather unpleasant situation, believe me, you'd be doing it. Now's your moment. Do it. So from the bird's eye view, all you will likely see is just little dark grey or black specks representing a base, a Chimera base in particular, The lunar eclipse has just begun. This is our moment. This is your moment. Time to shine. Forget the past and your concept of who you think you are, especially at the 3D incarnational level. Shine. For the love of God. Be with the image. Let the image work for you. Again, play around with background colors of Gaia, of the quarantine sphere. Do things in whatever way works for you. I can really feel the presence of even our physical off-world light forces, our brethren, okay, and enlarge things or reduce the image or enlarge the image. You have full flexibility here. You have full permission. You have full authority to do what you want, to be where you want to be. Okay. All right. Now, unless you're in the middle of something, if you are, have at it. Now's your moment for your unique soul talent and purpose and unique energy system, what it's built for, to shine. Anyone else? Enlarge Gaia. Kind of like those holograms in those science fiction movies. But see Gaia as a single color. See all these specks underneath the surface, on the inside. You don't have to see things perfectly. It doesn't work that way. Or rarely does. See all these specks underneath the surface of Gaia. Being lit up, turned into bright white light. And the quicker you do it, the easier it actually is. Imagine it, so-called, that infamous misnomer. So-called imagination is your connection to the almighty self, true self. Okay, and hold a little bit of focus on you, that divine spark above Gaia, that is your I Am presence. We're working with omnipresence in an extremely deliberate way. Okay, now, the white light that we're lighting up all these bases with hold the intent, better still, hold the actuality that this white light is sort of like having a flash freezing effect
on all the technologies, the negative energies, negative frequencies, the weapons, the fortifications, the chimera spiders themselves, and all the space in between, having a flash freezing effect. You know, the story of that many of you will be familiar with of I think it's in Antarctica, where they found woolly mammoths just frozen solid all of a sudden in ice, and all these animals frozen solid in ice in well below the surface in Antarctica. Just imagine flash freezing or this light having that effect. And you can imagine this energetic block of ice, if you will, being represented by a light blue colour with all these spiders and technologies and fortifications being turning into white light, white transmutational light, and hold that focus for the love of God. Hold that focus. Be with the image. Don't let anything shake you off that image. Again, ironically, relax and detach. Resolute calmness. And we're going to hold this for a few minutes. I'm going to be silent for a few minutes. And for those of you who do get, you know, sudden, brief, scant, or faint images of spiders, in other words, chimera spiders, or any technologies and fortifications, just see them lit up as bright white light and then just see it disappear. That's you transmuting. And now intensify the light, mean business, in a no holds barred kind of way, as we reach the lunar eclipse on a super full moon. As we reach the maximum of that, intensify the light. As our galactic family, aka off-world forces, aka Galactic Confederation, among other groups, are now beginning their big move, their big offensive, literally. I'm really not kidding here. So again, continue to ride that wave of focus, centeredness on the image, and detachment at the same time, because it's your true identity, or so that your true identity can do the work, or work through you, through these special abilities and privileges that comes with being incarnated on the physical plane, that no one else can do, by the way. We are being heavily relied upon. Now I'm going to need to be quiet for a few minutes because there's some serious stuff going on and I really need to focus. Anyone struggling, ask your higher self and I Am Presence for more guidance, and then detach even more and focus on the image and be with the image. Almost, again, ironically, as if you don't care, okay, as if. Hold a tad bit of focus on your I Am Presence and higher selves working through you, and let the image show you the results of that. Hold that going on in the background of your consciousness. So engage, anyone still struggling, engage more of your right hemisphere of your brain so you can see more than one thing at the same time, or hold focus on more than one thing at the same time, particularly your I Am Presence and higher selves and teams and on the work. And just being with that image in an unattached way, with that inward focus, helps you do that. Stillness is key. Okay. The positive ETs, or Galactic Confederation, pick your term. They're trying to open up portals within the bases, you know, just above where their brothers and sisters are being held, and pull them out of there. So we're going to focus on two images. Now, so one image is all the bases being lit up and flash frozen, where everything is still. Everything within it, including technologies, can't move or function. And hold the intent or make a declaration that each image that you focus in terms of the flash freezing in light represents what's going on in all the Chimera bases. Now, the second image that we're all going to focus on, and some of you have probably skipped ahead and are doing this already. If you're in that category, go for it. You can ignore what I'm saying. So the second image will be the micro image, if you will, that represents the macro, that represents what's going on in all the bases. So see these towers. Okay. Just varied versions of the towers that you see in Matrix movie. Except it's their physical bodies being sort of suspended in midair through anti-grav technology. Many of them are literally frothing out at the mouth because of how bad the torture is, but they can't move. And I've retrieved such a soul fragment of myself, my own healing, many years ago. and see their bodies being lit into bright white light. See the towers turn white. Hold the intent of the towers, the technology that runs them, the intense electromagnetism that neutralizes gravity, beams rather unpleasant energies, etc. Stopping. Just have that sensation of, you know, whenever you've been in a power outage and everything just stops, like, lights flick off, the fridge stops, kind of sensation. Project that kind of experience and energy into these spaces. Call in your I Am presence to work, come more into you. This may overwhelm the system a bit. Maintain that detached, relaxed, inward focus. Now, some of you love technology. You're a bit of a tech or wizard, especially if you're in engineering or computer engineering, computer science. You've always loved gadgets, still do. If you're that kind of a being and have that kind of an energy system, imagine the technologies just powering down. Patients powering down. And fortifications are basically typically spheres, intense electromagnetic spheres that project outwards, several of them, whole clusters of them that surround a base, so that nothing can get in. They're energetic, but they're like solid brick walls at the same time. Imagine them turning into bright white light and powering down, disappearing. Hold this focus. Federation personnel are all but begging us to hold this focus so they can make their move. Collapse those quantum waveform particles, that is the fabric of reality, into whatever you want through this intent and visualization. And as far as the bird's eye view is concerned, of seeing the whole underground network from above Gaia in that holographic way. They'll always show, your mind's eye will always show you the images of every single base bigger than what it actually is for representation's sake, for the rational mind to be able to work with it. In other words, you don't have to see it exactly the way it is. It's all real. This is your moment. Okay. For those of you Okay, yep.
For those of you that are getting those scant or not so scant and faint, are very vivid images of Pleiadians, Syrians, resistance movement members for the most part. In those, that idle gravitationally suspended state in those towers, turn their bodies into bright white light. So it's a fairly standard soul fragment retrieval process that we're going to be doing. Okay. It is commanded that this image represents all physical and non-physical space-time events throughout all underground negative bases of the Chimera. Hold that intent as we look at all these towers with all these... I don't like to use the word martyrs, but essentially that's what they've become. I'm not a fan of that word. But anyway, we're just going to run with that for now. And in a relaxed way. See, well, there's a few ways we can do this. See a ball of light, you know, just above each of these rather unfortunate off-world personnel. See a ball of light that will represent a portal straight to a galactic mothership, healing ship. See it open up off onto the side, because their heads seems to be facing towards the inside, towards the tower, and they've got these special, I don't know, electromagnetic plates, for lack of a better term, below them and above them, and they're suspended in that, in between those electromagnetic anti-grav devices. Yep, okay. See a ball of light, to make things easier, see the ball of light in front of them, as in front of their feet, towards their feet. So on the outside, further out of the towers. And now, hold the intent. Again, engage your right hemisphere so you can focus on more than one thing at once. Visualize the light bodies, these light bodies that are lit up. In other words, their souls are really representative of their soul fragments. Move in the direction of where their legs are, sort of outside the tower, those gravitational plates that are above and below them, and move slowly to these white balls of light that are or represent portals. And at the same time, hold in the background of your consciousness, hold your I Am presence doing this simultaneously on all bases, all right, from the space of omnipresence. Again, the less you try, the easier it is. Let the image do this for you. That's the way it works.
So these light bodies moving and disappearing into these white portals. You can do it fast, you can do it slow. It's all based on, you know, your energy system. And just hold in a relaxed background kind of way. This the acceptance and or intent that this is happening simultaneously everywhere at all bases. And just know, only we have the power to do this. Just by virtue of the fact that we're incarnated at the physical level on the surface. And if it helps, if it works for you, you can see all the surroundings of inside these bases and towers in that light blue colour that represents flash freezing, energetic flash freezing. Nothing can move in it unless you move it yourself. Hold the focus. A lot of the Galactic Federation personnel involved in this operation are not quite, but almost in tears. Calling your own presence to come more into you and detach even more. Let it do the work for you. Okay. Now, anyone still struggling in whatever way, let go. Almost as if you don't care, ironically, from the rational mind's consciousness perspective, and just do all this. Get them out there in whatever way works for you. Whatever way works for you, make it happen. Take the gloves off. Using another technique to retrieve those soul fragments, which are basically their bodies that also represent that particular soul fragment of each respective soul. Pull them out. For those of you who've been doing the soul fragment retrieval process, that particular audio, you know exactly what to do. I'm referring to that $20 audio that's in each email, pretty much. Again, everything else, the background, have it in light blue. Very light blue, that is, that represents that flash frozen ice, that nothing can move within it. We're just going to do this for a few more minutes, so let it rip. Okay, the live feed will cut out in 5 minutes. The Galactic Confederation are asking us, pretty much pleading with us, to hold this space. So I'm going to give out the call-in number in a few seconds. And go ahead and call in now. Because you do have to call in before the live feed ends to be able to get in. Okay, the phone number is 1 to get into the US, 310-807-5232. Okay, I'm going to give that out again in about 20 seconds. Or you can also just feel free to just continue in your own way for another 10 or 20 minutes or so, based on your guidance, ultimately. If, you know, you do get cut off and the call-in number doesn't work or you just can't reconnect, whatever the case may be, follow and trust in the guidance of your I Am Presence and higher selves, your true identity, and really let it rip. Okay, let's make this happen. So the call-in number is 1 to get into the US, 310-807-5232. Okay, I'm going to be silent for a couple of minutes. Maintain focus. Hold the space. It's really important because they are using the suffering from our beloved off-world brethren, and they're projecting that energy into the grids, which heavily delays planetary liberation and keeps the whole planet laden down. That heavily undermines our ability to raise the timelines to the event timeline. Hold the space, no matter what. Make this incarnation of yours worth it at the end. And again, if you're new, welcome to Advanced Mass Meditations. Okay, keep at it.
Stand for the light. Hold that focus. Get him out of there. Okay, now another technique you can try is allowing these beyond multiversal level beings and your I Am presence just do it for you and hold that thought, I suppose, hold that consciousness of them doing it through you. Just be with that in a relaxed, detached way. Another technique you can also do is seeing portals, balls of light above each of these towers that these hostages are trapped in. With these towers being neutralized, thanks to our light being projected from the physical. See these balls of white light up above each tower at whatever distance works for you. And the soul fragments represented by their bodies being turned into white light just being raised up above. Yeah, pulled out from those gravitational plates, from in between those gravitational plates, and just zooming up into a ball of light. And again, the surrounding background color is light blue, so that the Chimera and whatever minions they have can't move. The Galactic Confederation forces are working frantically to get everyone out there, out of there, while we hold focus. We will be wrapping this up in a few minutes. I'm just making sure this is completed. Believe me, you'll be doing this for as long as it takes if it was a loved one or friend in there. And you wouldn't care about anything else. Let this image represent all Chimera bases. Authentic I Am presence, work more through me now. Now I can really feel the emotions of the Galactic Confederation personnel involved in this operation. See all these towers with these soft fragments, in other words, streams of light, represented by streams of light, now being pulled out to the side of the tower and then zooming up into these balls of light. We're getting them out. Congratulations, 144K. Galactic Confederation, go, 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 go. Galactic Confederation, go, 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 go. Galactic Confederation, go, 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 go.
go, go, go. Utilize your God powers now. Through mental acceptance. Remember to breathe. Okay, just to finish up on this soul fragment retrieval process. The streams of soul fragments moving up into these balls of light, these portals. Well, above each of these towers. And for the next process, the last process to complete things, hold the intent or consciousness of this occurring on all bases, wherever they are, whatever frequency or phase that they are within the physical plane. Okay, let's complete this process. See the last of these soul fragments come up. And into these portals of light. And you can feel the emptiness in these rather nasty towers. Okay. Now within each of these towers, throughout the middle of them, there's kind of like a column that collects the energy and projects them into the grids. So see each tower sort of holographically. See white light transmuting, which on the physical has the effect of shutting down these columns that collect these energies and project them upward into the grids. See them there in whatever way works for you. Bright white light running up and down through the center of these towers and disappearing. It is commanded this occur through our omnipresence of our I Am presences on all bases now. Okay. Now zoom out. just for, I suppose, reinforcement and good measure. Sort of zoom out briefly or look at that second image, and it's okay if you lost focus on that second image, that represents the macro, okay, of all these faces throughout just underneath the surface of Gaia, so you can see all of Gaia with all the bases lit up into bright white light, and to represent this whole process that we've done with the soul fragment retrievals and the shutting down of those towers, the removal of fortifications around the bases, and that flash freezing aspect as well. See that represented, or should I say, actualized throughout all the bases by looking at all of Gaia and all the bases at the same time. And see the bases being sort of basically disappearing. All right, so specks of white light disappearing, like in a wave, if that's what works for you better. A wave of, so instead of a wave of light, a wave of disappearance is another way to verbalize it. A little difficult to verbalize this kind of things, so bear with me. You know, use what I say as a guide with something that's better for you in terms of how to visualize it. Again, in the background of your consciousness, everything that we did, declare and visualize it being done to all other bases for good measure. Focus inwardly. It is commanded that this whole process repeat itself throughout all other bases. Now see all of Gaia, all the bases. That at this point would just be little white specks because we're seeing it from far away. And see disappearance. Sort of like a crack that opens up beneath the surface and they just disappear. Everything that we just did. Hold that intent. Visualize this in whatever way works for you. Okay, all disappearing. Okay, good. Now, there's quite often a lot of non-physical negative entities kick up because, you know, these are safe hiding places and safe refuge for non-physical negative entities. So you may see from far away it'll look like streaks of blackness, like thin vortexes coming up and out. Visualize them into bright white light. Transmute them. Because it is important to get rid of this garbage. And the Chimera themselves, some of them would be making a run for it. Visualize them turning into bright white light and disappearing.
Again, focus on the far away image, the macro, whilst, you know, intermittently focusing on the micro, as in individual negative entities being transmuted. If you need to, re-visualize your I Am Presence up above, doing this through you. As always, change the color of Gaia into a darker violet or indigo, whatever works. And in the quarantine sphere, change that into whatever color. Just to help with the visualization, the contrasting, as we look or begin to wrap up this particular process. The last thing we want is finishing this mass meditation with a whole heap of negative entities kicked up because their safe hiding places and refuge within these within the fortifications of the Chimera bases are gone. It wouldn't lead to a pleasant day or night. So let's make sure we do this properly. Okay. And by the way, for those of you who are in the Americas, where it's, what is it, 5 a.m., between 5 a.m. to 7 or 8 a.m., if you have a job, a 9 to 5 that you need to go to, needless to say, just go. It's okay. Okay, focus on all this blackness. And the occasional individual entity of whatever kind, turning into bright white light and disappearing. So you're on your I Am Presence, working from omnipresence. See Gaia beneath it, beneath your I Am Presence, transmuting away. And hold the focus. See it all disappear now. Okay. Now, let's light up the grids to finish up. Let's light up the grids. Imagine, quote unquote, all these grid lines, you know, these crisscrossing lines, these converging lines that many of you are quite familiar with in terms of which is where, especially the 188 degree ley line. Many of you are quite familiar with that one. Light it up. See everything in a slightly discoloured or grey colour, representing infection and garbage that the physical rituals open up and that the Chimera also infected with. Infected, I should say. See them light up. Ask your higher selves, show me, and imagine and detach. Be with the image. As we finish up on this, well, to say you can be proud and thankful that you were here on such a critical moment doing this critical, beyond critical work is an understatement. But for the sake of saying it, as we finish up on this critical intervention, so-called mass meditation. For those of you on the East Coast, there's a nexus or a convergence of six ley lines in the heart of Virginia. Light it up. Show them that we're the ones in charge. Hold a little bit of focus on your I Am presence. If you're in Central Europe, put a bit more focus on Germany in particular. Light her up. There's very, as FM 144 and Cobra have pointed out, there's good reason why the dark ones, physical and non-physical, have used Germany, especially over the last couple of hundred years, in the way that they did. Light it up, spread that light throughout Europe. Throughout the Middle East, light up the goddess Vortex in Syria. See all light from above and below come through the surface. See an explosion of light exploding through the surface. So the dark ones with their rituals being shut down, wearing their stupid gowns and cloaks and masks, let's show them how real energy work is done. We're the ones we've been waiting for. It is time for all suffering, oppression, tyranny to end. Now. Know that your light of your I Am presence penetrates anything.
dismantle their structures. Take charge. Be who you really are. God. And the more pervasive, more magnetic goddess. That which everything revolves around. Light up Central Africa. Light it up. Okay, let's light up the ley lines, the grids, and the energies at all frequencies and phases of central and southern Amazon region of Brazil and Central Africa. Let's light them up. Let's finish the job. Just see your iron presence just up above Gaia, cleaning house, doing this through you. You don't need to do anything. You just have to hold consciousness on this. Hold. For the love of God, hold that image in stillness. Resolute calmness. We're raising the timelines in a big way. Hold this image because we've only got a couple of minutes left. This is our last opportunity to do our deed. If you're the adventurous type, or you're not doing anything in particular for whatever reason, imagine Galactic Confederation ships detonating Chimera bases. As we begin to finish up. Boy, are they proud of you. I'm quite literal and serious. As you finish up, give it all you got in that last image. I'm just focusing on some rather unpleasant black energies within the core of Gaia because it's all anchored and accreted there, all the suffering. You just finish up on what you're finishing up with. Let's have fun. Have fun. Imagine what you want. Imagine what you will. Let go. Let it rip. Within these last 60 seconds. As I'm just clearing the magnetic toroidal field of Gaia that's infected. And black plasma, primary anomaly. Well done, everybody.
This concludes
one of the most momentous critical interventions the 144K has ever performed. You can now, if you're still finishing up, go ahead and still finishing up per your guidance from your true identity. The rest of you, you can take immense amount of pride here. Now, just to finish up, zoom out a bit, see Gaia there in that colour that represents all frequencies and phases within all planes of existence. See the surrounding field within the quantum field, within the quarantine sphere. In other words, sublunar orbit, give or take, in another colour, and move a wave of white light throughout it, throughout this area within the quarantine sphere and within Gaia, and hold the intent of that white light, removing all your energetic traces that you were ever here, including the Akashic records, just for that extra layer of security. And well done, everybody. You have an immense amount to be proud of. No, it is done. Allow that. You can now, or for now, just forget about this and move on. Detach. Know that it is done. I'm giving you all a very big hug. And let the dust settle. Over the next few days, allow this rather large energetic shift in the equilibrium to alter things. It'll take a minimum of 48 hours. And don't worry, no matter what happens. A big and very sincere congratulations from all our non-physicals, certainly from the Galactic Confederation and positive off-world groups of all dimensions, positive entities on the non-physical planes. They really love us for what we've just did. The kind of energy work, aka mass meditation, that is safe to say no other mass meditation group or group is doing, especially at this particular moment. Of course, every bit helps. Well done, everybody. This is the Unknown Light Warrior, your loving servant, bidding you a loving farewell for now. And as always, watch your inbox. The Unity model is being developed as fast as I can possibly manage. The 144K Army of Light marches on. And we ain't stopping for nothing. Talk soon, beloved ones.